Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Maintain to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break them everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays that engrave deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now it's daily words. I can get iller than armor, killing a bomb but no alarm. Rock Kimmel, remain calm. Self-esteem make me super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I've been. This was a tape, I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I wanna see and keep following and swallowing. Taking remains, fighting and falling. Brothers try another side to get the formula, but I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Digging through my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or what you're thinking, you were first. Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets are small, the balls of clay are straying through the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look at the stare in the darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the awe. This is a lesson, if you're guessing, if you're borrowing, hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Timothy. 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 Follow the leader.
This is a lifetime mission, vision of prison. I listen. In this journey, you're the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I could possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd's dead, so dance. Cuts rip your pants, every beat on the plate. Please, death, call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum at the microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from a record I wrote.
Follow the leader.
Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. Soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone, by showing and proving and letting knowledge be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree, you say never, then follow me. From century to century, you'll remember me in history. Not a mystery or a memory. I'm called by nature, mind raised in Asia. Since you was tricked, I have to raise ya. From the cradle to the grave, but remember, you're not a slave. The rulers were here to be much more than that, but we couldn't see because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains, take away the pains, remake the brains, rebuild my name. I guess somebody told you a little knowledge is dangerous. It can't be mixed, diluted, it can't be changed. The switch, here's a lesson if you're guessing and following. Hurry, hurry, step right up, keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Timothy. 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 Follow the leader, Rock Timothy.
fury. My third eye make me shine like jewelry. You're just a renter rapper, your rhymes a minute made. I'll be here when it fade, and watch it flip like a renegade. I can't wait to break and eliminate on every trade of a snake, so stay awake and follow, because the tempo's a trail. The stage is a cage, the mic is a third rail. I rock him, the fiend of a microphone, I'm not him. So leave my mic alone, soon as the beat is felt, I'm ready to go. So fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to flow. No need to speed, slow down and let the leader lead. Words to daddy, indeed, the R's a roller stone. So I'm rolling, directions are told, then the rhymes are stolen. Stop bugging, a brother said dig him, I never tell him. He couldn't follow the leader long enough, so I drug him. It's a danger zone, he should arrange his own faces. It's basic, erase the change of tone. It's one R in the alphabet, it's a one letter word and it's about to get more complex from one rhyme to the next. Eric D, be easy on the flex. I've been from state to state, follow a tailgate. Keep coming, but you came too late, but I wait. So back up, regroup, get a grip, come equipped. You're the next contestant, clap your hands, you want a trip. The price is right, don't make a deal too soon. How many notes get your name this tune? Follow the leader is a title theme task. Now you know you don't have to ask. Rap is rhythm and poetry, cuts create sound effects. You might catch up if you follow the records he wrecks. Until then, keep eating and swallowing. You better take a deep breath and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader by Kimothy.
Keep following.
Follow the leader by Kimothy. 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 Follow the leader by Kimothy.
Follow the leader by Kimothy.
Follow the leader by Kimothy. Follow the leader by Kimothy. Follow the leader by Kimothy.
Follow the leader
by Kimothy. Follow the leader by Kimothy. Follow the leader by Kimothy. Follow the leader by Kimothy. Follow the leader by Kimothy. Follow the leader by Kimothy. Follow the leader by Kimothy. Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that dude, that guy, my brother from another mother, the Dark Knight himself, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Deeper Shade of Soul, J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, I can't call it, man. I might spoil it, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, broski. How you feeling, bro?
Listen, man, like that, with the exception of not having a got paid, it's a little Friday. So Thursday night, and I'm ready for the get down. Let's get down. Let's get down. It's all good. How you doing? That's a question. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. I ain't got no complaints, you know. Great night for poetry, you know. Had me some din-din.
I think so.
Hung out with my baby. Just having a good old time, bro.
I gotta find me a baby because I'm getting tired. This whole romantic sappiness that my man is portraying, and I'm like, you know what? I gotta find me a baby so I can have me some of that sappiness, cause he on the roll, ladies and gentlemen. Van Meadows is all sappy. But I'm happy.
Thank you, bro. We gotta get you somebody though, man. Gotta get you somebody, cause ain't nobody gonna be mm-hmm. sappy for real. The poet, I mean, he ain't got nobody, and he's still super sappy. I mean, super sappy. Baby.
That part right there. That part.
Good though,
but it's good to hear from you, man.
Good.
You know,
it's good
to be in the co-pilot seat again. Been waiting for this, man. Yo, it's the last Thursday of the month on the Get Down.
Indeed it is. The last Thursday of the month. And as always, in true form or fashion of Get Down, what do we have, my son? We have the Get Down Live open mic tonight. Oh, man.
Y'all know what it is. Every last Thursday of the month, it's open mic night. Bring your poetry. We need to hear. You know me and Ben want you to stretch your pen. That's our thing. However, open mic is open mic because it's open mic. And I'm dying to hear what y'all got to talk about tonight. How about you, man?
Indeed. Man, I am ecstatic, bro. And my Mike Tyson voice, ecstatic. I'm ecstatic.
I'm so mad at you. But you know me. I'm a cartoon fanatic, so.
I know, bro. I know. So check this out. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please go ahead and press 1. If you are already here and you have not done so yet and you desire to get down with us tonight, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. Listen, y'all.
So,
this is what y'all need to do.
This is what they need to do. Listen, this is what y'all need to do. Y'all need to hit up that guy, For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. Author Larry Maddox. Get you some Raw Links or get him his DMs and just say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Thank you goes a long way. Come on. But I promise you this.
Doesn't
if you don't get
ever?
You some Raw Links, I'm going to give me some more because I thank the brother all the time. But I definitely need me some Raw Links.
I need some Raw Links. I need me some Raw Links. So, hey. But I'm greedy. So.
Yeah, I'm greedy too. But, man, since we already kind of told them what we're getting into tonight, man, I mean, I think it's the Wise Son's opportunity to kick this dynamic show off with some of that dope, deeper shade of soul poetry, bro. What you think?
So I get to end the I start the month off like that. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I think I got something in the chamber. I got something. I'm ready to get down.
I'm ready, bro. Go ahead and get on down.
Let's go. So, man, this piece is called An Old Soul. Follow me. I'm going to take you someplace. I am a melanated master of artistry, old enough to remember what it was like to shake hands with destiny. So he wrote it in poetry. And he told stories poetically that came out like Kodak camera vividly for the world to see from open eardrums and consciousness constantly. They see these gray hairs and say his words may not be poetry. It may be prophecy, making the message harder to follow me. But if you listen closely, you understand me because my surroundings inspire the poetry that's pouring out of me. I'm a super semiconductor of super superb social soliloquies, telling tales metaphorically, eloquently. But y'all see these gray hairs and think, is he even relatable to me? But I say, don't look at me. Just sit back, close your eyes, and listen to me. You see, years have taught me that time is on my side, so I divide my time by moments. And moments create space. And space in between spaces are gem drops. And inside those gems is the fuel that lit the fire, that force feed my reason to want to be heard. Because being tangible is understandable when creativity is pliable, but the focus is unbendable. That makes it undeniable. So until the next time that you see me, I hope you enjoy these parables that these gray hairs provide me, because I'm never going to be a mic drop. So I'm going to end it in the old school style whenever they heard me screaming, yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 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 Stop. Because whether it's R&B or hip-hop, it's always going to be poetry. I'm J. Rob, the Wise Son, and this has been A Deeper Shade of Soul. Peace.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That right there, man. Did y'all hear this? Did y'all hear this masterpiece from J. Rod the Wise Son? Yo, my man said, hold on. He said, they see these gray hairs and say his words are not poetry, it's a prophecy, making the message harder to follow me. But if you listen closely, you understand me because my surroundings inspire the poetry pouring out of me. Pure fire, my brother. Pure fire. You the man, bro. You the man.
I think you. Me? Ooh, no, I'm just a cat with some gray hair that likes good hip-hop, lovely R&B, and poetry.
You the man.
That's what makes it a deeper shade of soul.
I appreciate you, man. We can go ahead and open up these mics, man, because I can't follow that, man. I can't follow you.
No, you don't. Oh, no, you don't, sir.
I can't follow you, bro.
No. I intend to put my mic on pause and put me on hold, and you, sir,
got to go ahead, bless the mic, and get on down.
Appreciate you, bro. I titled this piece, Unselfishly Me, Selfish. I reserve the right to be selfish, I think. Don't I when it comes to my ink? I mean, even if I decide to drink, the social experiment of what others think because of what's in my glass, hoping eventually someone somewhere is more than a piece of ass. Because I desire to be seen and heard. So utterly respectful and disrespectful my pen, and I agree it's absurd that you think I should write my expressions for you. While it may be true that you get to benefit from my pure, rawest emotions, while my heart goes on the journey of reliving what I scribe over and over again with its own emotions. So I definitely reserve the right to be selfish, even if I'm being managed. The roller coaster ride of my life causes my blood pressure to surge. So at its highest peak of elevation, there's this urge to become unraveled and utterly breathless while my body becomes limp and lifeless. But God is not ready for me yet. So the soul gains its electric shock and my third eye opens, hoping I can forget the pain that life dished out to me. And I open my human eyes to see just how selfish I can be and block all my blessings. But my ink, yeah, my ink channels every pure emotion mixed with truth to keep you guessing, just so that hopefully you get to enjoy the words from my quill. While the pain of heart gets selfishly written in my ink as I utter peace be still. So my reservation at the table of poetry has an unlimited seating arrangement so you can know of me as I selfishly scribe poetic words onto a prepared canvas as a whole vibe from the minds of poetic.
Yeah, bro, this piece is an entire vibe by itself, and there's a lot of gems in it. A lot of gems, and what I got from it was simply when you said somewhere is more than just, sorry, because I desire to be seen and heard. So utterly respectful and disrespectfully, my pen, I agree, is absurd. That you think that I should write my expressions for you, and while that might be true, that you benefit from my pure, raw emotion, while my heart goes on a journey of reliving what I scribed over and over again with its own emotions, telling people that the pen got its own emotions. So I definitely reserve the right to be selfish.
Shit.
In other words, the pen became a personality. The personality started to write the emotions that were stuck within the vibe of what was coming through. This is just utterly amazing. Come on, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
I truly enjoyed this piece immensely. And you got a lot of hidden gems in here. Ladies and gentlemen, I will post this. And I want you to see what I saw when Van Meadows put ink to paper and produced this powerful piece of poetry. I
thank you, bro.
You're a bad boy.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Hey, man, I'm okay.
You're a bad boy.
I'm standing in the shadows. I'm standing in the shadows of a deeper shade of soul, trying to stay cool while the hot pen scribbles on the canvas that J-Rob the Wax Son puts down. Hey, man, I'm just trying to be cool, man.
Bruh, let me explain. You are a deeper shade of soul. You,
my brother,
are every bit of what soulful expression sounds like when poetry is in rhythmic form. You dig what I'm saying? You are exactly. And if I may, before we go to the callers, because somebody asked me a little while ago, well, what is a deeper shade of soul? Like, what does that mean? Because it sounds sexy, but what is it? And I said, if you ever listen to me and Van Meadows or anybody from the Epiphany Radio Universe, well, let's start with the Get Down. It's a tempo. It's a mindset. It's a rhythm. It's a movement. It's black love undisturbed. It's ungentrified black culture. It's hip-hop history. It's jazz. It's funk. It's the teardrops from Negro spirituals that have fertilized silent cemeteries. It's R&B. It's spoken word poetry. It's all of our ancestors' unanswered prayers. It's unpaid reparations. It's all of the kindred spirits of the diaspora collectively connected to each other since 1619, touching each other through various hues of ebony that touches your soul. Every single one of you are a deeper shade of that, which is a deeper shade of soul. Starting with
indeed
the pilot of this ship, my brother Van Meadows.
Nah, man. I'm honored and humbled, bro. Thank you.
All day, every day, bro. A1 since day one. This is it. And like I told you, you're stuck with me until they close the casket. So 100 years from now, that's what's happening.
Appreciate that, bro. And I feel the same way, man. I mean, we stuck together like glue, bro.
Come on now. Come on now. Let's talk to me. But I know you and I could do this all night long, brother. So before we get caught up in who we are
and
as family.
Out my mouth.
Yeah, man. Let's open these mics and see who would like to bless this show with who they are and who they happen to be.
Well, first up on the mic, Epiphany's own one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, host of Poetic Therapy, one half host, one third host. Man, she got so much going on over here in the Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, they give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing?
Hello, boy, Miss Pearl. Hello, boy.
God, I'm all right. Being patient. I'm all right. Beautiful poetry, gentlemen.
Patience.
Amazing
good
poetry. I have to say, amazing poetry. Yeah, I got to be
thank
patient.
Thank you so much.
Can I tell you a secret? Can I tell
sure
you a secret, Miss Pearly?
Yes, you can.
And this is just between me and you. Van wrote my shit. There, I said it. So it's good to hear from you. It's so good to hear from you this evening. It's
bro,
so good to hear from
bro,
you.
Hey, first of all, La Pearl La Negra, you heard what the wise son spit.
I did.
At the top of the show. You heard what he spit, right?
And you heard what I spit.
Now, you know that the wise son is perfect and eloquently articulate when he writes his pieces, right? So when you listen to the two pieces, you can hear the articulance, the elegance. You can hear all of that J-Rob Watson is. So therefore, thank you. There, I said it.
I know his, you know what? I'll give him some room, you know, because I do believe some of his pieces you have written And I believe he's written some pieces for you.
Thank you.
But tonight, listen.
Thank you.
But tonight.
Thank you.
Tonight just ain't one of them nights. I know your rhythm. I know your flow. I know your style. I done known you all both going on what? It's this the fifth year, so I pretty much can tell. But it's amazing poetry on both parts, regardless.
Thank you.
Van been writing poetry.
He still wrote it.
For five
he still
years,
wrote
y'all.
It. He still
Don't
wrote
tell
it.
Me he ain't amazing.
He still wrote it.
Don't tell me he ain't amazing.
He wrote it.
Don't tell me he is
he
not
wrote.
Amazing. Mm-mm.
Listen,
no,
he has been writing my material for some time.
No, you know I can tell you wrote it, J. Ryle, because you use metaphors referring to something totally different. You all, what you will say, the stars are jealous of something, or like kisses that taste like chocolate, something like that. And that's a total different style than Van's is. So tonight it was
Thank
yours.
You. Thank you. Thank you. He wrote mine too.
Why? Because it wasn't the
lovey dovey
that you've been bringing.
It wasn't the lovey-dovey.
Exactly.
Because it was not the lovey-dovey. Y'all know I've been writing this love poetry, and you know J-Rob. Listen, J-Rob has been on me about these sappy pieces, so therefore he said, I'm going to write you a piece tonight, and that's all there is to it.
Mm-mm, I don't believe it. Because, see, I know your style, too. And I know when you write certain pieces, especially what you just did tonight, that is part of your releasing because you done healed and you just writing about how you released it. That's what I got from it. But I know y'all style. Don't try it.
She told me that earlier. She like, he just released it. You know, he just letting it go because he in a different place right now.
And you know, look. All I'm going to say is, you know, that's Van. That's Van. And I was on his case for that. He was real sappy.
He got a right to be. Don't you think it's about time? I think
we're not disputing the timing.
You said
I'm not disputing the timing.
What did you say, LaPella? I got a what to be?
I said you got a right to be.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
You deserve it. So stop picking, J. Rob.
You realize?
Guess what?
This original poetry
you think it's sappy now? Y'all ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh Lord!
Oh
Lord!
I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started.
See, when I was talking to him earlier. I talked to him earlier. I was like, yo, man, I just want to remind you, I love you, brother. Have a good day. And the phone was, I was like, yo, you got me on pause? He was like, and there ain't no doubt about it. I'm in love. I was like, I'm not trying to hear that. Come on, get off the phone. And he was like, what?
Was he frolicking?
He was frolicking.
He was frolicking.
He was frolicking, and he was like,
and there ain't no doubt about it. I'm in love.
I was like, oh. I was like, oh.
Well, why shame?
I just took
if
it.
They only,
I just
they,
took it and was like, you know what?
If they only knew what you were singing, they had no idea.
But we're not talking about me. We're not talking about me, though. We're not talking about me. I didn't do sappy poetry. I haven't done sappy poetry in a minute. I ain't do no sappy poetry.
That's not true.
But
that's not true. Because if we go back to 2 weeks ago, you did a sappy piece. Don't come for me, Wise Ten. Don't come for me.
Okay. I was different. That was a different day. I was missing my dog, so I wrote about the puppy I lost.
Listen.
Okay. All right. Puppy.
That was not about. Hey, what my girl say? That ain't no damn puppy.
That's a puppy and
I'm waving the white flag. I'm not messing with him tonight, Miss Pearl. I'm waving the white flag. I'm not messing with him tonight. I'm not messing with him tonight.
What a classic. Oh, my God.
The fact that he remembers
hey,
that.
All right.
The fact that he remembers that, I'm not messing with him. I'm waving the white flag. I'm gonna put some ointment on my back. I'm not messing with Van right now. I ain't messing with him.
Hey, look. It's open mic tonight, so me and J-Rap gonna get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. This is I don't know what this is. It's something I wrote. All right, it's untitled. They say release, heal, grow, become. Release what weighs you down and allow yourself to heal from the damage done so you can thrive and grow in your new space and become whatever it is that you want to be loved. Stop trying to be perfect because imperfections are perfect for the heart that's meant to love you. Through all this, I had to learn that some journeys are meant to be taken alone and that picking out shards and tiny shattered pieces of my heart blurred my vision and kept me missing what was necessary for me in love. But now that my healing is taking place, how do I keep from damaging love? The love in my heart just wants to free fall into happiness, but the logic in my mind tells my eyes to look beyond everything I feel. The spirit within tells me that no matter how hard the battle is between them, my heart will always win. And that's their peace.
Mm-hmm.
The heart will
my
always
heart
win.
Will always
I,
win.
I hate Van. Go ahead.
Nope.
This is a dope
nope.
piece. I gotta say something. I'm waiting for you. Nope.
Because we're in the same vein. We picked up the same thing. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk for both of us right now. Go ahead, bro.
If you remember in the movie Blade, the villain said to Blade, "Just remember something." Thirst will always win.
Indeed.
Listening to LaPearl, the heart. You can go through anything you're going through in this world. Some of it is going to hurt like hell, and some of it is going to feel levels beyond euphoric. And when it feels like that, the heart will always win.
Right, because real love guards
what
you're
going
through,
the heart will always win. There, I rest my case. This is sappy, but this shit is so on point. I need to talk to you about this after the show. I love this piece.
Thank you.
But you did your damn thing on that. I kind of wish I wrote that, but I'm gonna get that to you. So Van Metal, what say you, sir? What say you?
Hey, I love the transition. From sorrow to triumph.
Yes.
In this piece. And that last line is powerful enough to make you forget what the rest of the piece was about. I'm gonna be honest. There's a transition that's happening within this piece. And I love it. I love it. And I love that line. My God. So thank you. Thank you for this. And I echo everything that my brother has said. The thirst always takes over. But the heart always wins.
Right.
I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Now, before
so
we echo you over.
I swear to God.
Come on. Bro. You already said all of the sappy stuff. I just piggybacked off of what you said.
I didn't know you heard that. My bad. I'm so sorry.
It's
I'm so sorry.
It's not It's not like you were muted, bro.
My bad. My bad. I was looking for a cigar, and I was talking out of turn.
Is that what we're doing?
My bad.
You just start talking, right? Gotcha. It's all good, bro. It's all good. It's okay. It's okay.
One day you'll be me.
And you'll say, my God, man, why did I not know this? It's okay, bro. It's okay. It's okay. La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
But before we get you to the dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio?
I shall try. I'm going to start with Wednesday nights. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, y'all know how we do. We play with the topic, but I'm pretty sure whatever we come up with, you're going to love it. Let me see. Every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pen's perspective. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just sit back and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. Now, Monday night is a whole different animal because I might stand in King and Queen's quarters where I co-host with Epiphany's own J.W. Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury. Or it could be, depending on the CEO of Epiphany, I might be in there. What am I? One-fourth host? One-third host? One
yeah,
another.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
I co-host with Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, Poetic, and Just Jay. And I believe that is it. Gentlemen, back to you.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Now get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Tell the DJ what you want to dance to so that he can go ahead and get that on for you.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, and take your socks
off. One love, one mic.
Baby, baby. Baby,
baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl La Negra on her way to the Get Down Dance Floor, and you can catch her. I believe she's on this Saturday. I believe so. But we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we have us the C-34 Music, y'all. C-double in the house. What's good, bro?
It, well, here's the thing. I'm driving, so in the words of Janet Jackson, come back to me.
My man. All right, we'll come back to you.
all right.
We're going to go from C-double to our favorite Canadian, Lady A. What's happening, Lady A?
Hey, guys. Not too much, but what about you? Late
going
for spring.
Right. How you doing?
Tonight's a great night. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you guys. It's always good to hear people from Epiphany Radio. Yes, yes.
Good to hear you. Good to hear you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. Very good to hear you.
Thank you. I brought some new ink.
Uh-oh.
Tonight.
I
wrote a piece honoring the CEO because I heard him on the radio the other night and I just was moved to write this piece for him. I gave it to him too the other day and he liked it. I'm hoping that he's going to be able to listen to it tonight. But I wanted to share it with you as well. And so that's what I'm doing tonight.
I hear that hot shit. Yeah, go ahead, girl. Open mic Friday. So the end of the month is open mic. It's your show. So please, as Van and I tend to tell you, go ahead and get down.
Thank you. So this is called His Ink, and it's dedicated to For Real, the Poet, Larry Maddox. Orion stars number in the millions, unique, like snowflakes glistening. Exquisite beauty without comparison, queen with skin of melanin, loneliest her companion, and then suffer from intimidation. She is beyond his reach, he thought. He must retreat. Voice, smooth as silk, a knowing laugh beguiles the soul, listening to his ink. Seasons of pain have been ingrained, fearing love would be the same. He scribes words to melt and break the hardest heart. His worth buried beneath his doubt of being less than what a woman wants. Grab this moment, she waits for you, her king. Yet she believed it true, self-esteem, self-worth, her aloneness, a symptom of what she learned. Like you, her vision of love blurred by hopelessness that has occurred. She illuminates the sky while you long to love the one you pass by. Seize this moment. She waits for you, her king. Tell her she makes you sing. Let her be your thought-filled muse. You'll be amazed should you choose. She'll be the one who fits into your poems. She'll be more than you know. The one who becomes each word entirely. The one who is your poetry. And poem.
Woo, okay.
I like that hot shit right there.
Thanks. I just felt he needed a word of encouragement, and that poem that he wrote, I can't remember the title of it, but, you know, I just felt moved. It moved me to write for him and to write to him that there is always somebody out there waiting. And sometimes we overlook the ones that are most obvious because of whatever reasons. And intimidation, I think men are much more delicate than women are. They're much more sensitive in a lot of ways because they get intimidated by women. And correct me if I'm wrong, perhaps this doesn't stick with you guys, but, you know, if you're in a room full of people and it's a party or a dance or whatever it is, and there's a beautiful girl that's standing across the room that you've noticed and you think, oh, I'd like to ask her to dance or go over and talk to her, but you don't because perhaps you think she's beyond your reach, she's out of your league, perhaps. And so sometimes you may just end up it's like that old song, it's a country song, so I overlooked an orchard while searching for a rose. And it's kind of the same thing, you know, and I think guys are very sensitive that way, that they're very shy to ask a woman out, especially if they think she's too beautiful or whatever. So anyways, that's where I was going with this. So he hopefully...
You know us as men, we do like to hunt and chase. We do like that, right? We do like that.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, that's our makeup. So, I think in today's society, women have become more assertive and aggressive about what they like and what they want. So we just kind of go with the flow and yield. But we still like to chase. We still like to go after what we want as well. So, but as far as men being more sensitive, I mean, we're poets, aren't we? We write some stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We put some stuff out there, you know?
I think that too, and women make the same mistake as well as when choosing a partner or start dating again and that sort of thing, that you end up picking the same kind or a similar type of person that you ended up breaking up with the last relationship. And Ben and I have talked about that a little bit, but I think that that's a part of change in us, like it's to not search for that same kind of person, the same look perhaps or... the same background, and it ends up the same way in a breakup. So I think shoot for the stars, boys and girls. Shoot for the stars.
I mean,
and then, you know, you face rejections. I mean, one time I went to with some friends of mine, and there was a song playing, and it was a slow song, and I went over and I saw this guy, and I went over and I asked him to dance, and the first thing that came out of his mouth was, "Look, I'm not looking for a relationship." I said, "I didn't ask you to marry me. I just asked you to dance, you know." Yeah.
That's
anyway,
funny.
That's a little. But my heart felt for him, though, when he read. I wish I could have a copy of that, or at least see that poem again. I don't remember the name of it or anything, but it was really beautifully sad, I guess you could say.
Beautifully sad. Okay.
You all write so beautifully. You have all of you, like, especially the you three, you have such a wonderful way of expression, and it shows so powerfully through your words, and it's just, it for me, as a poet, as a writer, it touches me so deeply when I read some of your stuff. Like, it's just amazingly beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
We really do.
But I can't take credit for all this stuff. I have to admit, you do know Van writes a lot of my material.
No, I don't believe that.
Thank you.
No, I don't believe that. I think you write your own. One of you writes. Maybe you collaborate on some stuff, but I don't. I think you each write your own things. I mean, and you can. And it's like Danielle said. You can tell who's writing what.
I'll tell you what.
Van is a master.
I will tell you what. The next get down. It won't be next week. I'm on vacation. It won't be next week. But the week after, that episode of the Get Down, J-Rob and myself will each write three pieces that we will do throughout the show. Caveat is we will each have written two of the pieces, and one of the pieces will be written by the other. And you guys try to figure out who wrote which piece.
And then at the end of the show, you're going to reveal the results. You're not going to reveal them as with each person. We'll all give our point of view, and then
you all give your point of view, and we will tell you at the end which pieces he wrote and which piece I wrote.
Excellent.
J-Rob, does that sound fair to you, my brother?
I accept, sir. I accept.
Thank you. So, there you go.
Excellent.
Let's get down. There'll be three pieces of poetry spoken by J-Rob.
I accept.
And myself. Except only one of them will have been written by the other person, and it's up to you to figure out which piece was written by me that J-Rob spit or by me that J-Rob wrote.
Let me just understand. So you're each going to write a piece, and then you want us to figure out who wrote what. But you're going to.
So
I don't get it. What you're saying, like, are you going to have us?
J-Rob's going to recite three pieces of poetry throughout the show.
Okay.
Two of which he wrote, one of which I wrote.
Okay.
I'm going to recite three pieces throughout the show, two of which I wrote, one of which he wrote. You, the audience, have to determine which piece did J-Rob write for me and which piece I wrote for him.
Excellent. That's going to be fun.
It most certainly will.
Danielle, a.k.a. La Pearl La Negra, is disqualified from this competition. From this portion of the show.
No. She got to do it.
Because I guarantee you,
she's not going to figure this out.
All right. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Danielle, you're back in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
she's back.
But
in.
Lady
she's
A,
back.
I really
she's
enjoyed
back.
Your piece.
I'm sorry?
I totally enjoyed your piece.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Lady A, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, we're trying to find for real the poet. I think we're going to have to pay this particular snippet of the show and send it to him and tell him that he needs to listen. So, thank you for that. I love what you did with that piece. I love the new ink.
Thank you very much. You guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
now,
you, beloved.
Are you ready to get out to that get down dance floor and cut the rug, as the old folks would say? Go out there and cut the rug.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. One love, one mic, Lady A.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. We're going to go back to C-34 Music and see if he is ready or he needs more time. Good brother, are you ready or do you need more time?
I am ready because I was enjoying your show, but, you know, safety comes first.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Always.
Yes. So let me give my analysis. Poetic, your poem about your right to remain selfish had me thinking of slum villages selfish.
Okay.
Now, J-Rob, what you did there, I mean, the soliloquy line, the tangible line, you're like that special report. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special report. That means you have to change all the programming that you got to do and get on this. So expect some music for you, music for you. Danielle, when she said hits hard, I'm trying to be faithful. All I keep seeing is Mount Vesuvius and Mount Fuji. In the words of Deion Sanders, God, you ain't no good. And Lady A, I don't know if y'all remember this movie with Rodney Dangerfield called Back to School.
One of my favorite, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the female professor that Rodney Dangerfield was interested in?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Lady A. Excellent work by all of you.
Appreciate
That's
you,
a
brother.
Dope
appreciate
analogy.
You. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Although I was ticked off last week and I was cussing the Blog Talk lady off like I was Yosemite Sam and Samuel L. Jackson for dropping my call.
Don't you hate that?
Yep. She's mad at me because I'm married. That's what it is.
That's what it is? That's all right.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Oh, hating ass. Van, you be quiet.
Hey, man, I'm not saying nothing.
So what we got?
Mm-hmm. Bruh, it is Friday night open mic. So it's your creativity talking to your pen. Brother, it belongs to you. And if you are ready, my God, brother, go ahead and get on down.
Why, thank you both. This piece I entitled Witch. So this is what you really look like. I see your darkness showing. How could I have missed this? It was meticulous how you did it. Manipulated me into euphoria to where I surrender, succumbing to my guilty inhibitions of desire. I will not allow my omissions of letting you trick me, give you power and dominion over my mental and spiritual character by damaging my soul. With your big, pretty brown eyes that captivates my focus, your lips plump and juicy, like passion fruit grown trees of Lebanon. Your neck emulates Nairobi through its strength and majesty, shoulders that ascends the waters of the Nile River in its embrace. Breast, voluptuous, equipped with my daily vitamin D necessity. Your stomach holds me into a trance that transfers to the thickness of that round gluteus maximus, maximizing on magnetic attraction. Legs shapely that stretches past universal galaxies, toes painted by Da Vinci, Manet, and Rembrandt as a masterpiece. A magical thirst trap of eye candy, causing accidents in rush hour traffic, being the tragedy of poetry written by Langston Hughes, Gil Scott-Heron, Nina Simone, and Maya Angelou. To the reader, a witch isn't ugly like what you thought it was. Be careful, or she will snatch your soul. That's that piece.
Be careful, or she will snatch your soul. Oh, my God. Bro.
Do me a favor. Give me that first line again, please.
So this is what you really look like.
Wow.
Bro, Van, you see what happened with it, right?
I do.
I'm digging this piece. That first line captured me. You ended it differently than I thought, but you gave it life. No.
Yeah.
Get that line. You gave this piece wings, and I really like what you did with it. I really like what you did with it.
See, I'm trying to figure out which way I'm going to go, whether I'm going to go film noir music, funk, jazz, soul of the 70s music, or kind of like the cool, somber jazz like a Miles or Thelonious. Y'all tell me which way to go, because I don't know which way I'm going to go with this one.
I kind of like
what
the film noir music myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. J-Rob, what do you think?
That's me.
What were the choices that came from?
The film noir music of, you know, the movie music of film noir. 70s funk, jazz, soul. You know, like the Shaft, the Mac, all that stuff. Or some Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, Wayne Shorter type of cool, somber jazz.
Miles Davis and John Coltrane.
Okay. I'm going to mix them both.
Miles Davis and John Coltrane, bruh. There.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Miles Davis and John Coltrane. And I'm glad you enjoyed the piece that I brought. Thank you very much for the compliment. And I'm very humbled that you heard exactly the direction that I was taking. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. I heard both of yours, and I'm like, y'all gonna change my program. Yes, indeed. So send me over to the Get Down Lounge. I'm just going to do the stanky leg, and that's about it.
Stanky
right,
leg works, baby.
Get on over there
stanky
to Get Down
works,
Dance Floor.
Stanky leg definitely works.
One love, one mic.
Definite. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love and one mic, King.
That's our good brother, C-Double-34 Music, y'all. Let's remind them where they at, Jay.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down
Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. Why, son, how you feeling?
Come on, man. I'm loving life and digging what I'm seeing. It's all good here, bro. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great, man. I'm enjoying the evening, the poetry. You know, it's great.
I totally concur. Totally, totally, totally concur.
I mean, it's the Get Down open mic, and they coming through, man. They are coming through. Woo!
This is the way to end the month off, sir. This is the way we end the month off.
I appreciate it.
Can't wait.
You ready to keep this party going? Excuse me, you ready to keep this party going, bro?
I'm ready to keep the party going.
On the mic, we have area code 347. Welcome to the Get Down. Let everybody know who you be.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, who do we have on the mic?
Hi, mentor. Hi, Dayline.
Who's this?
This is your mentoree.
Hey, what's going on, girl?
Hi.
It's been a long time. How you been?
I'm good.
How you? It's good to hear your voice. And since it's the first time you're on the Get Down, Happy New Year this year.
All right. I haven't been on since New Year. Happy New Year. Happy birthday and all that good
happy
stuff.
Happy New Year. Absolutely. Happy birthday.
Come on now.
Thank you. It's Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy early birthday to Van Meadows. Yes.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed. Welcome to the Get Down, beloved.
Welcome.
Go ahead, man. Talk to the girl.
Listen, tonight it's open mic. You know, we ain't got no themes tonight. It's just whatever you want to spit. So allow us to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. So this is called My Planet. Who do I have to talk to when my spaceship is stuck in between these worlds? What am I to do when my head is taking a twirl? Planet Drugs was the one I used to escape to the most, where depression and sadness was the theme and crack was the host. On this planet, we were all the same, but the answer was in the high, not really realizing how much we seemed to cry. Just walking around like zombies in a show, what we were searching for, nobody really knows. Every problem had the same conclusion. Covering up our emotions and feelings, drugs were the solution. Planet Recovery was where my spaceship landed next. Like a planet of staying clean was the ultimate test. Now I had to talk and act just like other people did. I had to show emotions even when I wish I could have run it. This time the tears were flowing just like a river. The dam had been broken and I began to quiver. Yeah, I had always been afraid of what would come. But there won't come when there were no more drugs. Somehow I thought that it was a world full of hope. But boy, was I wrong. Self-esteem and self-acceptance, confidence and more. It was time for my feet to stop running and my knees to hit the floor. It was about guilt and forgiveness and many, many tears. It was where you begin to pray and started facing all your fears. It was about not making it through the day, just getting through 1 hour. It was where your faith took a turn and you started trusting in a higher power. Planet Normal was the final of my stock. It was like one big mall with so many shops. There was a store for everything. How do I choose? I didn't know what normal looked like. I needed someone to give me clues. Was it being straight and married with the white picket fence? But I knew I was a lesbian, so that didn't make any sense. Maybe I should be what society told me to be. That didn't make sense when I looked in the mirror and I saw me. I definitely wasn't skinny and my hair wasn't long. But what I did see definitely wasn't wrong. I saw a woman who had been through some stuff. She was kind and caring, mostly she was tough. She was a mother, a grandmother, a sister, a daughter, a friend. She was a God-fearing woman, and that would never end. So I decided my normal wouldn't be so hard. It wasn't as if there was a thing called a normal card. My normal now is just to be me, to be grateful for my planet so justice, to hopefully be pleasing in my Father's eyes, so that my next time would be empowered.
That's what I'm talking about. I love this. I love the openness of this and how you so put everything on the floor before prayer and just said, this is who I am. And with everything that you've been through, you're still here.
Yes.
And no one broke you. Your situation never broke you.
Nope.
Because the Most High has got you covered. I love that part when you gave it that you led up to the submission. I really like that part. I did this piece
Thank
overall.
You. Thank you.
What say you, Van Meadows?
You know
who loves you.
I love this piece too. The transparency of the piece. Just to say that this is who you are. And the things that you speak on and wanting to be seen right in your Father's eyes. I love it. This is what we're talking about when we talk about, you know, open mic and bringing your true authentic self in your ink. And this was a true stretch. So thank you.
Well, thank you both. I'm on it.
Thank
Always.
You.
Listen, we're the
so
one.
Cool.
We're the ones that's
wait.
On it. You came. No, I didn't hear you, sweetheart. Say it again.
Oh, I was saying I can't wait to see who wins next week. Next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks. There you go. Because I'm on vacation.
Please. Please tune in. I guarantee y'all I'm not going to know the piece I wrote for Van Metal.
I'm
not
personally
going to know the piece I wrote for J-Rod. I equally guarantee it.
You could tell. You could tell by because
we,
mentor,
we,
yes.
Oh,
how.
What a tangle where we read.
All right, well, y'all gonna need 2 weeks
we
to work on that to be different.
We'll have it done in a few days.
Listen. Yeah, we'll have it done in a few days. But I tell you what, since I already got a bet going on with La Perla Negra, and I'm getting her to come to New York from Philly, but I'm actually going to Philly. Because I want my sandwich hot. Because she ain't
that's right, bro.
You are here in New York.
I know that's right, bro.
If you lose, there's a soul food spot on 126th Street. We're going to have coffee and a slice of sweet potato pie.
Well, 126th and what?
Lenox Avenue.
Lenox? Sylvia?
Uh-huh. No,
why you sound like Alicia Keys right now? Yeah, this is so from the coffee shop on 39th and Lenox.
Will you stop? You stop that, man. You stop. You stop.
Yeah, you know the one. Yeah.
No,
sorry, I don't mean to
you
call
stop.
You. Like that. Hey, man, that's what you sound like, bro. That's what you sound
you
like.
Stop.
Maybe we can grab a cup of
you
coffee
stop.
Sometime, you know.
I hate him. Ladies and gentlemen, the views of Van Middle do not concur with the views of John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rod the White Sox. He is on his own. He's being mean to me. We'll pay him no mind as we go to the next caller. Me and my mentee will talk. I hate him. I hate him.
All right, we're going to get you
another. He be starting with me.
Hey, you're the one talking about. We're going to go on Linux, 125th and Linux. And all I hear, he's in a diner talking about,
I hate him.
Oh, man. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor and have you tell DJ what tune you'd like to hear. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, all right?
All right. I'll see y'all later. Love you, mentor.
One love, one
Thank
mic.
Thank you, baby. Love you, too.
One love, one mic.
Hey, man, you can't be mad at me.
No, no, don't even laugh. I ain't talking to you. I ain't talking to you. For 2 minutes, I ain't talking to you. Who do we have on the mic?
Bro,
I ain't talking to you for 2 minutes. I'm ignoring you for 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Fine.
A minute and 45 seconds.
Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, it's our good brother DSI's own Rebel P. Jones. Thank you for waking up today, my brother.
Thank you for waking up today, guys. What's happening?
Oh, man, we're just having a good time here.
Rebel P.
Time, man, and you're a part of it, man. You are a part of it.
Yo, I almost didn't make it to no shows tonight. I've been so wrapped up in school, and I had to get a reminder from the wife, like, yo. You need to take breaks for yourself, too. You can't just be all working shit. I was started remembering
Amen.
The Shining. Oh, yeah. All work and no play.
Amen, brother.
Very true.
So
very true. And thank you for waking up this morning.
Thank you for waking up today, J-Rob. I just wrote a piece about 20 minutes ago. So that's what I'm bringing with y'all today.
Then, brother, you know it's the end of the month. We ain't going to cut no corners. We just want you to go on and get on down.
I'm going to get down. I call this chaos and thunder. I am the personification of chaos. Born to dance with the fire on frozen ground. That fire created itself in me and through me, and as it did, brought life and breath to the ink that spills from the quill I wield. Words that will thought do splash upon this page of truth. My truth. Their truth. They who speak through me. The thunder in my voice is not my voice alone. It's those songs of the ancients awaken. I am now moonstruck with music and madness. Look into my eyes when you stare deep enough into me. You shall reach my mind where the stars begin to burn, and thus they start their life. With stories to tell through a poet's voice, it shall never lower its octaves to comfort your sensitivity. I shall not be silenced. I shall be heard even by them who only have lips and no ears as they stop in their tracks, becoming nearly statuesque. I shall be heard 24,855 miles around and then some outbound closely now. For you, you only have an inkling of ideas and theories, but you don't truly know or understand who or what I am. Oh, the entanglement of vines we grow, the webs we weave, forever imprinted in time. Take heed when you approach me. I am not to be summoned or dealt with. You cannot control me. I purpose that a wind from above and a whispering teachings of the wisdom of the whispering stones below. Thank you for your wisdom. I bow and bid you adieu. I am the essential necessity to the recipe of chaos with fire within. I was born to dance with. I am the singer of destruction and rebirth. I am the song of the forgotten chaos that is needed to evolve from these times. I hear the shadows chant for my return from the darkness they reside, and I hear the songs of the children who ran to these shadows for an illusion of love from mere distortion of their own miserable lives. I am saddened, misunderstood by broken, struggling mothers to be the strength they think they needed. This existence built around such painful illusions that it even gets better than this somehow. The color of smells haunt me in this moment. Passionate tingles in my human senses. I smell tangerines as I awaken from meditation in the flesh to the taste of the morning as it shines illumination upon the crown, upon my head. Taste the sunshine and thankful for a new day, a new world. Thank you, chaos, and thank you for waking up today. And it calms my mind, and in the morning hungers until the chaos is needed again. Peace.
Yo, did you just thank chaos for waking up today?
Yeah.
Bro, who does that, man? I thought I'd write some things myself sometimes. Bro, you just thank chaos for waking up. Today, bro. Hey, man, I ain't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know if I wanted to be one of the Avengers and fight Thanos, or if I wanted to be one of the Transformers and transform and roll out. Bro, because that sounded like a speech, bro. That sounded like a speech.
You know what? And you want to know something? It all came. So earlier today, I watched Coraline with my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dark movie. You know that Tim Burton movie, Coraline?
Coraline. Yeah.
So
I like those movies.
So the part where her reality, she escaped to a different reality that was near to hers, but it was all distorted and shit. So that's where a lot
of that
came from. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking about that when I wrote, but yeah, man.
Nice. Yeah. Those Tim Burton movies, man, they're very dark. I remember when I watched Towards the Night Before Christmas, the Tim Burton joint, and ironically, I was there with it, you know. Yeah, I was there with it.
That's my favorite movie.
I
love that movie.
Oh, yeah. Watch, son, where you at, bro? Yeah, man, it's a great movie, man.
I'm listening because I'm bugging out that he embraced chaos with such a smile. It was like, listen, I want to be the Transformer that transforms into an Avenger that takes on the rest of the world in the midst of chaos. But before I do away with the villain, I embrace his chaos and whispers, thank you for waking me up this morning, and then vanquish him.
But you know what? Like, chaos
is
beautifully needed thing in life. For us to move on, like, you need destruction and rebirth.
Yeah.
That's all chaos is.
Yeah.
So
that's chaos.
You need that. You need storms to happen.
Absolutely.
You absolutely do.
Otherwise, we'd be back in the Stone Age still, writing poetry on walls is picture form. You know what I mean?
Right.
As long
as
I could do it with melted crayon wax.
Oh man.
I'm right here, brother, man. We're gonna get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Thank you for waking up today and coming through and sharing your gift with us.
Waking
bro.
Up today, guys.
No
doubt. One
All
love,
right.
one mic.
Thank you, bro.
Zone, Rebel P. Jones.
One love and one mic.
Love, one mic, bro.
One love, one
mic. Hell, that brother. That brother right there. Man, we're going to go from Rebel P to another one of our favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you double A. Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, y'all?
Good to hear you, bro.
What's happening,
how you doing,
big bro?
Laying here listening to the rain.
Nice.
Yeah.
Welcome
yep,
to the
yep.
Get Down.
Thank
absolutely,
you, sir.
Bro.
Thank you, sir.
The rain can be
always,
a soothing thing,
always.
Man.
Sometimes.
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 Unless
sometimes,
you get old like us and then it mess with your joints.
I think I'm older than you, and yet mess with my drinks.
Yeah, man, you gotta graduate to get up here, man. So stop playing. You enjoy your time in the sun, sir.
Hey, man, one more year, man.
Oh,
I'll be joining that rank. Give me one more year.
I got a bone to pick with the blog talk lady. She kicked me off.
Man, that little jealous lady, man. What is her problem?
Yeah, she's in her 60s, so she kind of moody. Please forgive her.
Hold on now. All of us that are in our 60s ain't moody. Watch out now.
No. I said she. I got five sisters. I see what happens in these 60s. She. The fellas are good.
But I'm talking about her. Blog told lady pretty mean. She going through some things.
Somebody need to get her a drink or something and let her sit over in the corner. Or better yet, put her out on the dance floor.
The dance
That's Van's
floor.
Job. My job is to give her the drinks, and Van's job is to get her to dance.
She probably jealous.
Watch out,
y'all ain't had, she probably jealous because y'all ain't never had her on the show.
Oh, you know what? She might be.
She was.
She might be. She might be.
A little bit, but she runs. She holds life and death in her hands. Because at times, for no reason, she'll say, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For no reason. So you might have a point.
That's
she might be jealous.
I done been on some of them shows when all of a sudden, and usually it's right in the middle while somebody else is talking. Thank you for speaking on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let me stop. I don't want to tempt fate because I might be in the
right
middle
now.
Of mine and she'll do it.
Yeah. We gotta be easy.
Well, we know this is Thursday.
Yeah, well tonight, good brother, it's we open mic tonight. So it's your time to shine, man, and go ahead and get on down. Do whatever you want to do, man.
This piece, I went to the Wayback Machine, 2015 to be exact. It's part of a four-piece called Reflections. This is the actual end piece called Reflections 4. I look back on my life, what I did and didn't do. Meeting people who have come and gone, seeing change, and not always for the good. Marching for change, sitting in to beat Jim Crow. Never coming in from the front. The back was where we were banished. Seeing children blown up, others lynched. Just because of the color of their skin. Because they had the audacity to exist. The burning cross, the white sheet and hood, symbols of hate, of racism. The mob in the night,
taken, never seen again. Strange fruit swinging from a rope, Mississippi burning, slaughtered, and buried. Black Wall Street and Rosewood burned from the map, never again to return. Rodney King beat within an inch of his life. There for all the world to see. Yet, nothing happened. Justice again goes unserved. Ferguson, New York, Cleveland, and Detroit. Some names the same, some names change, yet some things are etched in stone. Black lives don't matter. I see things that happen today. I close my eyes and see the same. We march and protest, pillage and burn, yet nothing changes. Everything is the same. My life is a testament to my ancestors for the benefit of my people. I can only hope I have represented them well, that I have done as I was called to do. Kingpin, that's that piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pure unadulterated truth from the pen of the Kingpin. Dope Ink, my brother, as always, man. I appreciate your gift as well. Dope Ink. Wise son.
I enjoy this a lot because this is just a testimony of the pen's dexterity in itself, telling a story as to who the man is behind the pen. And you know me, Van, I do imagery when I'm listening to poets. And when I'm listening to this brother give this particular piece, I'm just imagining that there's a camera and it's just doing panoramic views of him while he's staring straight ahead, spitting this piece.
Yeah.
Telling exactly who is behind this pen that you're listening to. And once that happens, everyone can sit back and go, wow, like I just did. I just dig this brother's style to no end. And I love how he puts this together. I love it.
Indeed.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you like you wouldn't believe.
Deeply appreciate
you. My brother, congratulations on the book. I've seen the cover. I can't wait to get it in my hands. Ooh, I can't wait. When is the
Ditto.
Official?
Yep. Waiting to hear on that from my publisher, but hopefully we're looking at maybe first week of April, first or second week in April. Got a few little things we got to tie up with it, and as soon as I get the time, I will post it and I will let you guys know because you guys have two of the most important things other than the book itself. Y'all have two of the most important things in the book, the forward and the afterward. And like I told y'all before, I appreciate it because you didn't have to do it, but you did.
Man, I know we are honored and humbled that you requested, and I would jump at the opportunity again should you ever need that request again, my brother, without question.
I appreciate
Indeed.
It. I'll put the cover on the page so everybody else can see what we're talking about.
Please do.
All right.
All right, good brother.
All right.
Get on over there to that dance floor, man. I know you're ready, you know.
Yeah, I'm go hop, skip, and jump.
My man. Hey, man, as long as you're doing something, that's all that counts.
Yeah, I'll come up with something.
All right, my brother. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic. Y'all be easy. Stay safe.
You too, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother.
Be well.
Kingpin, double A, Anthony Arnold. Next up on the mic, Wise Son, we got us a brother O sighting in the building. What's good, brother O?
What's good, brother man? How you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
What's happening, brother O?
What's happening? How you doing?
Today's a great day, sir. Today's a great, great day. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Very good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, brother O, it is the end of the month on the Get Down. And today is this an open mic, brother. So whatever you want to pull off on, poetically speaking, please hit the ground running and get on down.
Okay. Now this poem is called $10,25 a new minimum wage. Money we make it. Before we see it, Lord have mercy, I can't seem to get ahead no matter how hard I try. Everything's burning holes in my pockets. Somebody please get these prices under control. My dear brothers and sisters, currently the federal minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour. The last time it was raised was in 2009. Although many states have increased their minimum wages in recent years, they haven't caught up with the cost of living, which skyrocketed to its highest level since the Reaganomics era in the early 1980s. Everything from the cost of rent, mortgages, utilities, groceries, and consumer goods rose dramatically when the minimum wages were increased after the COVID-19 pandemic. Money we make it. Before we see it, they take it. The main purpose of the minimum wage was to protect workers from exploitation. However, it hasn't done a good job in keeping pace with inflation. The minimum wage should be at least $20 to $30 an hour in order to keep up with the rising cost of living. Now today, if you happen to work at the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, you will earn $15,080 a year at 40 hours a week for 52 weeks, more than the federal poverty level if you're a single person. Now try feeding a family of four. That's in 2023, that's chump change. And you can't make nothing off, barely survive off that. Although the minimum wage was supposed to provide enough income to afford a living wage to cover the basic expenses such as food, clothing, and shelter, it barely covers those expenses even in 2023. Lord have mercy, I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. Everything's burning holes in my pockets. Somebody please get these prices under control. By the time you pay your rent or mortgage, pay your utilities, pay your cell phone and internet, pay for daycare and schooling, pay your car and life insurance, buy groceries, purse items, and clothes, and plan your vacation, you ain't got a damn thing left. Now, ain't that about a bitch? These greedy-ass landlords and corporations raise their prices purposely to recover the losses during the COVID-19 pandemic and put the squeeze on our finances while making record profits at our expense. My dear brothers and sisters, even if the federal minimum wage was increased to $15 an hour, the cost of living will continue to rise. The economic policies that the Republicans established in the 1980s were specifically and intentionally designed to eliminate the middle class altogether and give enormous tax cuts to the wealthy who really don't need it, don't need them. And their plan on launch to transform America to a third world country where there's extreme poverty and extreme financial prosperity. That's at peace.
Man.
I hear that.
Right, this brother just came through and just told basically everything that's happening in the world right now when it comes to finances and money and what should be happening and what's not happening.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
I appreciate
like
this.
Like a livable
this.
Living wage is necessary.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's just dynamic piece.
Oh, look, I like that.
I mean, yeah, I love this right here. More truth, man.
Raw truth. Absolute raw truth.
Yeah. Without question.
I dig that a lot. Tell them why you mad. Tell them why you mad, poet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, this brother, this all started back in the 80s, man. The Reaganomics, trickle-down economics of the 80s, this what happens when you have a lot of greedy people. This is what happens when 1% of the population controls about 75% of the wealth in this country, and the 99% of us are still fighting over that 25% as well. So this is all along, and this is how capitalism works: traditional expectation.
Yeah.
You're working 80 hours a week at that wage, and you still can't get ahead no matter how hard you try. It's a shame that in the richest country in the world, we have to work like Hebrew slaves just to make a living. That,
yeah.
The damn shame, man.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Well, good brother, we appreciate you, man. We thank you for coming through with that piece. We'll get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can hang out with the rest of the poets and stick around and continue enjoying the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. One love, one mic.
Thank you, bro.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother O coming through, giving us some hard truth in his piece. Man, phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal ink. You ready to see who we got up next, my brother?
I most certainly do.
Next up on the mic, we have Not a Knight, not a jester. Hey, man, but we do have a sir. Sir Lawrence is in the building. What's good with you, sir?
Oh, man, greetings to you both, man.
No, man, greetings to you, man. It's good
peace
to hear
and blessings
you,
to you, King. Good to hear you.
Always, man. Always. You know, sometimes I be over here and over there, but you see I find my way back.
Yeah, you do, bro.
Hey,
we appreciate you.
Anytime that you're around, it's like the same time when we're still having a good time. So it's good to hear you again.
Already, man. So, I need to do some more writing, though. I just been caught up. You guys been showing out. I've been checking out your pics and your posts and things.
That'd I'm glad you enjoyed the material.
I'm just here. I'm just here. That's why, son.
Yeah.
I'm just here.
Oh, and a tangled web we weave when we listen to the when we listen to the poetry lies of one poetic Van Meadows.
Hey, Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence, who do you see all over Facebook with all of these Black Boudoir series, all of these collabs, all of these sexy pieces? You know, who we see? It ain't me.
I had to do a double take on one of them, though, on the real.
Which one was it? I had to do a double take.
Why was that, good brother?
The visual call for it.
Tell him, bro.
Understood.
Huh?
Tell him, man.
I completely understand.
All that stuff he was writing.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. You are bringing the realization back to the forefront of boy girl fun. You dig?
Yes, he is, man.
Yes,
sir.
That is my goal.
Let me tell you what he did, Sir Lawrence. I had started writing the Red Room series. This man had turned out my red light. You know how Teddy P said, turn them off.
Wow.
Turn them off.
Wow. Turn them off.
He said, turn them off.
And don't touch it no more, you understand?
Right. Don't even touch it no more. Try something new.
Man, I tell you what. But we need it, though, man, because I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We need it.
I think sometimes, man, we get so caught up in the affairs of the world, man, that we actually forget that poetry is also a language of love, man, and we forget how to write it sometimes.
Sure.
And that's why I went back to the slow jams that we remember, because right now there's a lot of good artists out there, but nobody's doing love songs. No one's writing slow jams.
No one's writing slow jams.
that have real depth. I mean, you can pick, choose, and refuse, but at one point in time, plethora of artists are writing slow jams, and now it trickled down to three or four. Maybe.
Yeah,
So that's where
the boudoir came from.
I'm saying that's where the
poetry derived from.
No, but it's working.
More than
that's the point. Working.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And there's more to come.
You know,
absolutely.
I might have to retitle mine. I might have to call it something like the rose stuck in the rose with thorns series or something.
Oh my god!
See there?
Just stop! Stop! I hate him. Just stop!
That's what I might have to call
so
it, man.
What would you like to say, brother? Forget Ben.
I hate him. I walked in this store. And I'm being real purposeful. I'm not paying attention to everything, you know, from a distraction standpoint. I'm trying to get in, get out. I'm trying to stay on schedule. And so I walk in, and then in this store, I turn right, turn left, and I'm headed right where I'm trying to go. And as I'm turning left, this young lady, I'm going east and west, she going north and south. And so we almost ran into each other, and I cold stopped and threw my hand out. I said, no, go right ahead. And she's like, oh, thank you. Now, in the interim, what did Michael Frank say? My follicles prayed it was true. He was all that, man. And so I went on by me. Then, and I went on, I'm staying true to form. I made my beeline to what I went in there for. And then once I got it, then I said, hold up, let's rewind this tape. So I searched her out, up and down the aisle, saw where she was. And I went over there, and she's looking at me. I walked straight up on her, man, and she's looking at me. And then I said, I must tell you, I had to come find you before I left this store. Mm. And then, of course, I went ahead and lathered the whole situation up some more. And then she's looking at me, man. She's turning different colors and going on. And then I'm about ready to pull out the overspray. And then she's looking at me, just grinning. And then she goes, you just so full of it. I said, no, it was too much going on when you walked by me. And in fact, when I come back in here, I'm going to definitely have to introduce myself. But anyway, I'm just saying, I just had some fun with it. It was just so cool, man. And then I went in there today. This is like, what, 2 weeks later, I went in there today. Because I hadn't even introduced myself, didn't ask for her name. I was so busy taking notes, trying to understand, you know, the knee bone connect to the ankle bone and all this here.
Right.
I know that's right.
Anyway. Yeah, man.
All right, good brother. Well, now that we've...
Hey, man, did you ever tell her your name?
No. I said, did you ever tell her your name?
I did. We introduced, we formal now. And then
Okay.
But this brother was in the way, her coworker. He in the way. Kept trying to ease away, but you're not easing far enough away. I need the whole aisle, baby. So I winked at her and I said, that's okay. I said, I'll be back though.
Right. Okay. Well, look at here.
Now, because round three, I'm going to pack that thick cert. But anyway, to be continued.
All right, brother. To be continued. You make sure you let us know. But right now, we're going to get out of the way and give you the mic, and it's open mic poetry, and let's see what Sir Lawrence got for the get down. So go ahead and get on down, bro.
One would have to agree, with that much personality, surely he has a name. Since we haven't met, I can only imagine her amatory, as I see you and her being very close. Taking the time to deal with her with much care, even down to brushing her hair, her lips, even though lately she hasn't had much to say. Would she be more talkative with the right microphone? You know, if a thermometer isn't inserted properly, you can't get an accurate body temperature. The best part of anything is the middle or center. Like tasting something good to eat. Side of your mouth to the other. The real savoring is the anticipation on its way to the other side. The thought of her succulence makes me continue. Her warm moistness surrounding and cascading over me will make me take you to the prince where you hide your bag of freedoms. Should we ever meet, our intimacy will cause me to name her. She doesn't already have a name. For me, you see, it's being in tune with positive pressure. like a key when inserted into a lock. The right key will unlock the door, but one must turn on the knob, open the door. There's admittance into the room. Once in the room, discoveries take place, like what's in the room? How do the walls feel? Is the floor slippery? Do I need to nudge some furniture to come all the way inside? Have you noticed that there are three levels, upper, center, and lower? That's the difference of running in and out or taking the time to notice. You know, whatever her name is, somehow I feel I already know her. Sir Lawrence.
You say whatever her name is, I feel like I already know her. What?
That's slick.
Yeah, that is real slick. Right?
That's slick.
Sir Lawrence, he's smooth with it now. He's smooth with it now.
Hey, man.
You heard the man say that he spoke to her, didn't even get a name, and didn't give his. You're like, we'll exchange pleasantries
right
later. I just need you to know what I'm looking at.
Right.
And what I'm looking at is what
yeah,
I like.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to talk to you
yeah,
soon.
That part. I'm going to talk to you
yeah
soon. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to talk to you soon. I'll be
yeah,
back.
Put a bookmark right there because I'm coming back.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Right
don't
there.
Worry about it. I'll be back.
Right there.
See?
I love it.
Yes, sir. Dope, dope ink, Sir Lawrence. Dope, dope ink. Now, we appreciate you, brother.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But we're going to get you
we
over to that Get Down dance floor, bro. Glad to have you back. For checking out what you and your bearded poets is doing on IG, bro. Hey, yeah, man, y'all don't know. Hey, man, Sir Lawrence doing his thing out here, man. Y'all better recognize, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that trip back
he ain't
to you,
playing,
man. That was so tremendous, man. We had a good time.
Glad,
really
man.
Did.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome.
Glad
I
you did.
It.
Glad you did.
But my brother, we'll go ahead and get you over to the dance floor, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One mic. One love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Sir Lawrence. We're going to go, J-Rob, from a Sir Lawrence to a Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro? West Coast.
Man,
Global,
I'm just chilling, man. I'm chilling, man. You know, I see Mr. Metaphor, you know, everybody waiting to get to the gate, but you got Mr. Metaphoria in the truck. Right at the damn gate, at the everybody, you know, park. There's always somebody that come in late and want to be at the damn gate early. You know, I'm just saying. And, you know, I shout out to Mr. Metaphoria because when I think of Mr. Metaphoria, I think about planners. Planners are those typical nuts that never leave your mouth. After you keep talking about me, those nuts,
whoa,
just, I guess that's like sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Bro, you know,
okay,
you
know,
I don't get
this matter for you.
No. Wow. Wow. You know what? I ain't got nothing to say behind that except you know tonight is, please, please get on down.
All right. I'm actually going to dedicate this to my lady. The pre-sale is called Dream Come True. everything about you, words of reaction, things of your smile, I can only imagine. Just to hold you, it's like the love, and to come across with the passion. I want to look into your eyes. I want to give you love that energizes. Come to this road. We walk together. Loving you is something forever. You see, you know what I'm going through. And I love you because you're my dream come true. Now, is it perfect? Not at all. But we never let that be our downfall. It's just a call. And everything that I had, a thought and a reason just to be with you. More words to adjust. This is a type of love with a simple touch. You make love like we improve. And everything that I think of, something beautiful, you always be in the words that I include. I am in this place, in this circle of this universal. Dreams that come true, dreams that came here, dreams that I take it there, dreams of love like anywhere else. Words can never be put on the shelf. Oh, let me take a step forward or take a step back. Just see how beautiful and that is set. For this time, for this journey, for this life, ask you to be my wife. Ask you to have my title. Ask you to be like love of revival. And your smile did it all. Love was the first call. Love, like the first time I seen you. Yes, love, that's just how we do. At the end of the day, at the end of the night, you are always my dream that came true. Miss Automatic, Charismatic, the lyrical entity gets in my lamp, I've been dry.
All right, bro, so you about to ask her to be your wife, man?
Well, pretty much is already
done. You heard that, J-Rap?
Yeah. Yeah, she already know I'm going to marry her.
Yes, I did.
She already know I'm going to marry her.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, I already put that down.
Ain't no,
I put that down.
Ain't no she already know. Hey, man, if you're going to marry somebody, man, you just got to go ahead and make it happen, bro. Just make it happen, bro.
I'm going to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Just make it happen.
I don't care if you got to go get one of those
one of those twigs, and you know how people be crafting, they make them rings out of little twigs. Do something, man, until you can get the real thing, man, just so she knows it's real. I mean, they put a crown of thorns on it.
Yeah.
You said, right? Come on, man.
Hey, we're going, yes, sir. I'm at that point in my life where I feel like, you know, this is it. You know, I had my fun when I was young. You know what I mean? And it comes
right,
to time,
right.
You just got to be settled. You have to be, the water, when you come out, the water is rough at first.
Yeah.
And then the water is not as rough because the tides are very low. And that's the time when everything is getting settled. And sometimes sometimes people want to be players and all that, but at some time in your life, you need to be settled.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Why, son, what you think of my brother's piece, man?
He drinking from that same cup of sappiness that you and for real are drinking from. It's all, I can dig it because he's dedicated to his lady, but he drinking all that sappiness, and I'm like, ah, fool your love. But it is a dope piece.
Just go ahead, man. Just let go, man. Let go, man. And just open your heart, man, for that sappy woman. Just let it go.
Wabbit a fooey.
You know what? I tell you, I miss y'all brothers, man, because, you know, I always think highly of y'all, man. You know what I mean? I think very highly of you, Poetic and J-Rob. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate
y'all
that,
brothers
bro.
Always
thank you, bro.
We do something positive for our community. You know what I'm saying? Y'all represent the positive image of black men. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
To me, y'all represent the positive image of black men. And I
appreciate
think that, to me, takes
trying
very
hard,
special.
Bro.
We need more positive
that.
Because there's a stereotype against black men. We have to put that out there. The negativity that have came to black men is astonishing. And you know, for me, I want to be in that place where I am a positive black man, black men.
Well, one thing
as you should
Ray,
be.
You don't have to talk about it, man. Just be it. Just be it. Just be that thing
yep.
that you want. You know that you want to speak. Just be it. You know.
Indeed. Well.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, go. We're gonna get you over to the get down dance floor. The DJ is waiting for you to come through so we can play your tune.
All right.
And we're gonna go ahead and.
I got a song for J-Rob. Open up the boat.
All right, bro.
Talk to me.
I need him to play.
I got one song
for Trouble Funk. I got Trouble Funk, Can I Whip It On You? And then I got a non-song that's not even go-go. Patrice Rashawn, Forget Me Not.
Patrice Rashawn. Yeah, Patrice Rushen.
Forget Me Not. See,
okay,
I even know I forgot to pronounce her name. Forgot Me Not.
Check out.
Forgot Me Not.
Check out the event page, bro. You got your tunes, man.
Just check out
right,
the
bro.
Event page.
One love, one
All
mic.
Right. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, our East Coast Go-Go brother coming through doing his thing. Congratulations. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, you have made it to the overtime hour. I would give the number, but there's no need because it can't get back in. So if you're here and you press 1, stick around because if you get dropped, you won't be able to get back in. But we're going to keep this party going. Wise son, next up, we got Ed Burks, me Caribbean brother. What's good with you, bro?
Yeah, man. Everything is wild, man.
Everything is everything.
Wild,
yeah,
brethren.
Yeah, man. Been a long time, man, you know.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Been a long time, but you're here now.
Based on the pictures that you post, it ain't that long.
Man, listen. Listen here.
Oh, the pictures you post.
So, come again? No, come again. I didn't hear you, brother. Oh.
Van said he had to watch himself.
Yeah, I got to watch himself, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man.
Van
that's right.
Too long now.
That's right, Van. That's right. You done threw in your pass card, huh?
Yeah, man, it's over.
Yeah, man.
It's over.
He's all sappy and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, though,
yo,
my brother? Yo, I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy for you, my buddy.
Thank you, brother.
You done everything
that,
God told me to do. You know what I'm saying? You done it all. So, you know what I'm saying? Got
thank
you a good
you,
one, man. Did it for that, man. For real, my brother. But you know what, though?
Appreciate
I was
you.
Listening to what you were talking about black men, right? And so me want to chat about this for a little while. I watched a thing on YouTube. It was Taraji P. Henson, Mary J. Blige, them. As a young gal, we don't know the gal name. But they were talking about how, you know, all men is like, you know, ran true and no good, and they date themselves. And then Taraji came out that it's powerful, right? And I think it's the black woman. I love black women. The black woman, the only one that buys into that shit. Right, how they downplay the importance of a man. right? Or they don't want to play a role, or they don't want to, you know what I'm saying? You know, black women don't want to play a role, which is I'm the man, I'm the provider, protector, you understand?
Yeah.
She's the woman.
Yeah.
But don't make her no less. I'm the king.
Yeah.
She's the bumper clock queen. Stay in her lane.
Right, right.
Right?
Right.
We both can't be kings.
That's true. Anyway. That's true now.
Yeah, man. And so they're talking like that. Right? I'm listening to it, right? I'm thinking myself, like I tell black women are talking about how there's no good man out there. But the problem is the mind. There is no shortage of mind. The problem is, me brother, that the black woman, a lot of them, not all of them, they make bad decisions when it comes to mind.
Yeah.
And so instead of owning up to that and learning from that, they'll just go the weak way and say, oh, well, all niggas this. I don't use that word, but that they say, all niggas this. There's no, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, right? But they're making bad decisions. And so your woman made a good decision. You see me? She was sharp enough to recognize a good man, and she was like, I'm holding on to this man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let the man be a man. And you seen that, and you're like, you know what? I got me queen. I'm good. And so anyway, I wrote a poem that plays out to that. And I'd like to do that poem if possible.
Go ahead, bro. Do your poem, man. Get on down.
All right, man. Here we go. Let's explore love balance for the mysteries of life. Let's have a dialogue about the place of a woman, the position of man and wife. Should a woman be submissive? Should a man lead his family? Should a woman accept her position? Or is there a brand new reality? What is the place of a woman? Should she crown herself as king? Or the mother who nurtures a family? Has the woman rejected being a queen? Who have the last word? Who is the man of the house? How can a man be a man when she treats him like a mouse? Where did this shit come from? How does mindset come to be? When did our women become feminists, digesting lies of white supremacy? The government said, you not need a man. You can raise little children by themselves. A black man will only bring you down. A black man will limit your wealth. Do your ass pee standing up? Do you magic shade to shave? That strong, independent black woman have a negative effect upon our race. Brother would run far from a feminist. A man want a woman to be a wife. One to raise and nurture his children. Now a woman who can't see the light. So they should accept your feminine position. Allow a brother to be your king. Allow the brother to have the last word. Take your rightful place as that brother's queen. Amen. Rastafari.
Amen, me brother. Amen, me brother. I appreciate this ink, man. I love it, man. Thank you for this. Thank you for this.
Yeah, man.
Had to be said, brother. Had to be said.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, man. Right? It's a tough situation, man, but it does have an effect on our race because 82% of our children them being born out of wedlock. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why you're seeing more about little children out there running in the streets wild and shit because there's no man in the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And so we gotta get back to that where we're getting married. You know what I'm saying? And stop the way women think that. You know that a man ain't necessary. You know what I'm saying? You know, or a man is like a bad man. You know what I'm saying? Just pick the right man. And take your time and ask the right questions. Right? You know what I'm saying? You know, keep your legs closed. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, we don't want to get too much into that. Cause I know you'll get a lot of conversation about that by the phone, man, but we stand by this here.
That's all right, man. Wise son, talk to her, brother.
Yeah, man. So that's the thing about it, right, where you see that now, right, where a woman now would cuss your ass out. You know what I'm saying? My mother never cussed my mother out.
Oh, absolutely.
In front of us. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You remember good times? You remember good times? When Florida had something to say to Jane, what did she do?
Yeah.
She took him in a room. She took him in a room and talked to him. Nowadays, not all of these sisters.
Very true.
They will cuss you out. They'll call you a nigger.
Right.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Say you ain't shit in front of the kids. And so think about
if she does not respect you.
No.
True.
But you know, a lot of times a sister would pick a, they pick a wrong type of mind. Because they look, not all of them, see, not all of them, right? But they'll look at her mind for sex. So if a mind breaking her back, and then she'll think it's love or think that. And then when she, let me say it like this. Today, a lot of women will sleep with a man and then try to get to know him. Because one thing about us, right, you know, like, if you're trying to get a poom-poom, she's like, you love me? Yeah, 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 I love you. Right? We're going to be together. Yeah, of course. Right, which is a lie. You know what I'm saying? I've done it. Well, you know, chick asked you, and they ask you that shit right when you about to, you know, you love me? We're going to be together. Oh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Which is cold, but that's what it is, though. So I'm saying that we got to get back to where, you know, we're making ourselves better as men, same, and where we can lead the woman, lead the family with a woman. Let us be the men. Let us trust my word. You know, like my mother, my father, they talk about shit, but my father had the last word. And if my father said something, mother went with it. Because he trusted judgment. So I said enough. You know what I'm saying? I think we just need to get back to, you know, getting married and showing our kids a structure of family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a mother, a father, children. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit, you know? Not where woman taking out. Nowadays, women taking out garbage and shit. I watched it at the gas station. This boy sitting in a car, and his girlfriend got there and pumped the gas. Me, woman?
Wow.
When I first met her, when she got up, I said, don't you dare touch that door, right? If she's trying to, you know, we going through the door, I said, don't you dare touch that door. And I opened the door for her.
That's right. You know, like, if we're being honest, that's why I'm pretty strategic when me and my lady go out. We always take my car.
And we got
that
the car.
We
got to
get out. That way she ain't got to worry about pumping no gas.
Exactly.
If we have to take if we have to take her car, I'm getting her gas.
Yeah,
but that's ridiculous. For you to be the man and be with your woman and then not do the things that a man's supposed to do. And
you know,
out of care and courtesy.
Exactly. Respect. Right?
Yep.
I was at the store, right? I was at the store. And so I see this sister, right, you know, she's lifting up the big bottles of water. So we go over there. I said, can I help you? She said, oh, no, no. I do this all the time. And I said, yeah, man, that's the problem. And that's the problem. I said, my sister, she's a young guy, my sister. If a man asks you to do something like that for you, let him. That's the point I'm making, right? Women now, they don't understand their place, right? You know what I'm saying? You know. But anyway, thank you for having me on the show, man.
Appreciate you, me brother. Thank you for stopping through as
love
always,
you, bro.
Man. Always.
Yeah,
man.
Love
you, man.
Love you, brothers, too, man. Love you, brothers, too.
Salute to you,
brother.
King. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bless up, my brother.
Bless up, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen,
bless up,
that
sir.
Is our Caribbean brother, Ed Burks, coming through doing his thing. Wow. What a show tonight, Wild Son. What a show. Man. Amazing.
I agree.
Last words,
I
brother.
Totally
last
agree.
Words, man. We're going to start with you with last words tonight, bro.
First and foremost, poets, thank you all. Without you, there is no show. Without your gifts, it's a boring Thursday night. Without what you bring to the table, pens have no reason to speak. So I want to thank you all for what it is that you've done. to Van Meadows, I can't spend it any other Thursdays than the way you and I put these things together. And I'm humbled that the community comes out and supports us. People come through and want to listen to us. People want to have fun with us. Because after our shows, people tell me how much we've made them laugh and the enjoyment that they get from coming to listen to our show. We've got something. And I know there's other people who got stuff like Speakeasy Cafe and stuff like that. But there's a genuine group of people that come through and want to listen to the Get Down and want to share on the Get Down and want to have some fun. And we're able to do that. So I want to salute you, brother, and give you your flowers. And it was mentioned earlier that we've been doing this for 5 years. It hasn't even felt like it. But we've been doing this for five years, and it's been a hell of a five-year ride. We'll do an anniversary show someday, but right now I'm just enjoying what this is, and I love you for it, bro. And just thank you again for making Thursday nights that night for me, man. Salute.
I appreciate you, bro. Salute you, too, man. I love you, too, bro. Hey, man, 5 years is a long time to be doing one thing, man. And the Get Down, we've been doing this thing, you know. And salute to you, bro, for your dedication and your consistency, man, with coming through, man, with helping making this show as dynamic as it is. There are other shows out there, man. But the Get Down is something different. It's something special because it's a show that's by the poets for the poets. That's right. I'm going to put that on the T-shirt. Why don't I put that on my next T-shirt for me? For the poets, by the poets, man. And without you guys, there is no Epiphany Radio. There's no Get Down. You know, me and J-Rab, we could sit here and we could talk. You know, yeah, we could talk. But we'd much rather sit here and hear you guys do your poetry and let your voices be heard. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And tune in Saturday night for the next Epiphany show. There won't be a show tomorrow night. But tune in Saturday night. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night will be Fly Speak with Mojave. Wednesday night, The Erotic Love Zone is VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. The Get Down will not be on next week. I told y'all I'm on vacation. But there's a lineup leading into next week, you know, because I was telling my birthday Sunday. And then all next week, just doing my thing, hanging out, you know, having a good time, me and the lady. And whatever we get into is what we get into, you know. But I want y'all to say have a good night. One love, one mic. Why, son, I love you, bro.
Sir, love you more.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Peace, y'all.